Violence following the funeral of a Bahraini opposition activist is the latest setback to a national dialogue that was to have settled differences between the government and its opponents. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We are disappointed by recent events that have happened on the ground and eroded the prospects of dialogue in Bahrain.
The Obama administration is aware of the detention and death of 31-year-old dissident Yusuf Ali al-Nashmi, Psaki says. He was arrested in August on charges of taking part in illegal protests, although the Bahrain Center for Human Rights disputes that. He died several days after his release this month, following what human rights groups say was abuse in detention. Last month, President Obama compared sectarian tensions in Bahrain to the violence in Iraq and Syria. Bahrain is a majority Shiite country ruled by a Sunni royal family. But the government of King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa says there's no comparing Bahrain to Syria and Iraq, where sectarian tensions have fueled the violence. A foreign ministry statement says terrorist extremist groups are targeting security forces. It says Bahrain is responding within the rule of law. The opposition is demanding more jobs, more democracy, and the release of all political prisoners. Analyst Doug Bandow at the Cato Institute says Washington has missed an opportunity with Bahrain Shiites, who account for 70% of the population, but are not proportionally represented in politics.
The U.S. has done very little on behalf of Shia in Bahrain, who are the majority, who are struggling for some greater say in their own government.
Psaki says the Obama administration is urging Bahrain's government to uphold freedoms of assembly and expression and for all parties to reaffirm their commitment to nonviolence.
There's more that all parties can do to move things forward. So I don't know if there's a specific obstacle as much as there's more that needs to be done.
Former U.S. Ambassador Adam Airoli says Washington's middle ground is not working.
Nobody knows what the U.S. position is. In Bahrain, they say, look, we support a democratic process, don't use violence. But we don't condemn the opposition. We don't say clear support for the regime. Nobody knows what side we're on.
Opposition groups suspended their part in the national dialogue over the detention last month of activist Khalil Marzouk, who's charged with using his leadership position in a legal political organization to incite violence. Amnesty International calls him a prisoner of conscience. His trial is set to begin October 24th. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.